Hey, where are you going?
I gotta get home.
America, it's time to come home.
It's time to come home.
By bringing common sense back into the nonsense. Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where America comes home.
Get on home.
Down this dirt road, you're gonna find determination and grit, opinions that matter, and a big ol' helping of good discernment. And now, the woman that wishes the D.C. occupiers would stop making her use her mom voice.
Do not make me come down there.
Here's your host and the voice of common sense, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. There's a lot of stuff going on, unfortunately. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, because that's the only way, that's the only place that we really have peace. For such a time as this, O most gracious Heavenly Father, we do pray for peace. We praise you, O God, for the loving Father that you are, our Savior, Creator God, the giver of life. Father, you have given us so many blessings, and we just act like they're nothing. We'll never understand the true sacrifice that you made for us. Father, we do beg for your protection. There are wars bursting out across this globe, and innocent people are being hurt. Nation against nation. Religious wars, Father, you know. I beg for your protection of all. I beg for your protection for those in this country that are being held hostages. And I beg for the protection and the comfort of those who are being held hostages in Israel. The Israelis who are being held hostage, the Americans who are being held hostage, and all others who are being held hostage because of these wars. Father, I pray for President Donald J. Trump. I know he's going through an awful lot. And he's trying, Father, to withstand so much as he sacrifices for this country. I don't know how he sits with you. I don't know his heart, Father. But I pray for his protection and for all those around him. I pray for Peter Navarro, who is in prison unjustly. And Father, I pray for all Americans and all Christians, all the Christians who are around this globe. So many, it says, just looks like a grocery list of people that we need you to protect and comfort. But Father, may your people have wisdom. May we have courage to stand up for what is right and what is righteous. May we stand up in love for you, not for our glory, not for our comfort, but for your kingdom. For such a time as this, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, it was in It was actually on April 18th, 1775, when Paul Revere made that great ride. Today is Patriots Day. Although they had it on the calendar for Monday, the 15th, I guess the government changed it. Because I don't know why. because they don't really celebrate or commemorate it. There might be places around in different cities or towns that do, but what is Patriots Day? I'm certain it's no longer taught in our schools, our public government corrupted schools of indoctrination. But the real Patriot Day was April 19th. And it marks the day the battles of Lexington and Concord took place between local militia known as Minutemen and the British soldiers. The battle sparked a rebellion that turned into an eight-year-long war that created a new and independent nation. And that is where you and I are today. For some strange reason, the government decided to put it on a Monday, but I don't know why. But what is a patriot? Democrats seem to hate patriotism. I looked it up. I like to do that. I saw somebody else on one of the other talk shows the other night, and he was putting up a definition of what he was getting ready to talk about. I said, has he been watching the show? Has he been listening? Did you know it comes, and I did not know this. What is a patriot? Of one's father. Patriot is derived from a French word and a Greek word, patrios, which means of one's father. Patriot entered into the English lexicon through the French word patriote, meaning fellow countryman or compatriot. That's out of Merriam-Webster's book. Patriot, one who loves and supports his or her country. The true patriot. Are Americans ready to be a true patriot? I'm going to read this to you, and it's in old English, I guess you could say, kind of. So when they said of one's father, I suppose that's why we call them our founding fathers. That didn't register with me before until this morning when I was studying it. This that I'm going to read to you is from Samuel Adams, and it was an essay in 1771 in the Boston Gazette. The true patriots, therefore, will inquire into the causes of the fears and jealousies of the countrymen, and if he finds they are not groundless, he will be far from endeavoring to allay and stifle them. On the contrary, constrained by the amour patri, and from public views, he will by all proper means in his power foment and cherish them. He will, as far as he is able, keep the attention of his fellow citizens awake to their grievances, and not suffer them to be at rest, till the causes of their just complaints are removed. At such a time, philanthropes, patriot, a kingsman, may be very cautious of charging the want of ability or integrity to those whom any powers of the government are entrusted. But the true patriot will constantly be jealous of those very men, knowing that power, especially in times of corruption, makes men wanton, that it intoxicates the mind, and unless those with whom it is entrusted are carefully watched, such as the weakness or the perverseness of human nature, they will apt to domineer over the people instead of governing them. According to the known laws of the state, to which alone they have submitted, if he finds upon the best inquiry the want of ability of or integrity, that is, an ignorance of or a disposition to depart from the Constitution, which is the measure of rule of government and submission, he will point them out and loudly proclaim them. I love this part. He will stir up the people incessantly to complain of such men till they are either reformed or removed from that sacred trust, which it is dangerous for them any longer to hold. He will stir them up. A patriot will stir up the people. Is that not an interesting statement, especially in these times? We'll talk about this more later. Talking about being stirred up, Daniel Turner will be joining us, and there was a little stir up going along up in there in Alaska yesterday, and he wanted to talk about that, so we're going to bring him on. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Be a patriot. We're going to talk about that more. We'll be right back. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyers and George Soros promise to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Hear ye, hear ye. Read all about it. The American Crisis Continues. In her new book, The American Crisis Continues, Beth Ann elaborates on the crises America faces today. Invasion at the border, insurrections, lawlessness, climate change, and the cry for democracy. These are the times that try men's souls. Thomas Paine's words continue to speak to Americans today. We the people once again find ourselves under tyranny. In The American Crisis Continues, you'll glean wisdom from our founding fathers and an understanding why belief in Creator God is the foundation of this nation. Liberty is always in the hands of the people, but first, it must be a longing and a lust within their hearts. The American Crisis Continues is a must-read. Order your copy today at csctalkradio.com or amazon.com.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Do we have Daniel with us? We don't have him yet. All right. Well, I'm going to go on with this patriot thing because I think it's quite important. Are we ready to be patriots? Are you ready to be a true patriot in America? As somebody, as I was giving the monologue, said on Facebook, patriots are under attack in America. I think we could see that. Do we have within us what it takes to be the fathers of a nation which is in great need of parenting? And by that I mean America needs disciplined leadership, disciplined by the Constitution, or we will surely fall to wanton men intoxicated by corruption and seeking complete power. As Lord Acton would say, power tends to corrupt and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Men must be ready. They must pride themselves and be happy to sacrifice their private pleasures, passions, and interests, nay, their private friendships and dearest connections when they stand in competition with the rights of society. Now, I think of some of those that are on the talk shows, and one of them who, he says he lost his friends, and his wife wasn't very happy about it. They don't get invited to the parties anymore, and that's Alan Dershowitz. Okay, so a perfect example of today's patriots being, I don't know, under scrutiny, under persecution. We do have Daniel now. Daniel, I want to read something to you real quick because it is real Patriots Day today. This is just a little snippet from Samuel Adams, a patriot. He will stir up the people incessantly to complain of such men till they are either reformed or removed from that sacred trust which it is dangerous for them any longer to hold. What do you think? Are you stirring up people?
Absolutely.
It's a
wonderful quote, and you know, patriotism is not celebrated right now nationally. Obviously, you celebrate it. I celebrate it. But it is a value. It's an important value, and we need it. And unfortunately, one of the problems that we're going to face as a nation is that the millions of people who have come here illegally, I'm not saying they can't become patriots, but it's very unlikely. If you take something, if you steal something, you don't really ever cherish it. And the difference is that in folks who have come to this country legally, my grandfather arrived in America in 1910 and was an enormous patriot. And he saw wars in Europe. He lived through World War I. He lived through World War II, and he was a patriot on the American side, even though they were fighting in what was his home country in Italy. But he came here legally, and he learned the language, and he understood the rules, and he valued the Constitution. He actually became an attorney. We won't hold that against him, though. So he loved this nation, and he loved what it valued. But if you sneak across the border and you're given free stuff and you never have to learn America and learn to love America, it's very unlikely you'll ever become a patriot. And I think Europe is seeing that, and it explains a lot of the violence. I think America is seeing that, and that's really unfortunate. Those screams of long live the Antifada that we see in Dearborn, Michigan, or yesterday at Columbia University in New York, those are quote-unquote Americans who were born here, maybe came as a result of the Gulf Wars, but they don't love this country. They hate this country.
Don't.
They're calling for the end of this country, and yet they're here. And that is not just a threat, not just a terrorist threat. That is a national identity threat. And if it's not addressed sincerely, we're going to be in really bad shape.
You know, I wonder if they, like Omar and her daughter, what if they went back to where she escaped? You know, what is that what they want America to become? What they escaped? And we see this turmoil of one kind or the other all over this nation right now. And of course, last night or early in the morning in Israel, there was some more war breaking out as Israel retaliated to some degree. It was a limited, I don't know what you would call it, a limited attack. And, you know, we see these and we think about all that is happening and all the ugliness of it. And yesterday you sent to us what had happened to up in, I guess it was in Alaska where it took place, there with Lisa Murkowski. And of course that got downsized last night. I didn't see a whole lot about it on the air. But those people aren't patriots.
No.
I don't consider her a patriot either, but those attacking are not patriots. And so I kind of wanted you to kind of explain to the listeners what took place up there.
Yeah, no, she was receiving an award and from the oil and gas industry, and a bunch of environmental protesters had snuck into the ceremony. And when she went to receive her reward or give her remarks, they stormed the stage. It did get violent, right? I don't think let me rephrase that. It got physical. I think they were trying to push each other off the stage. People did get pushed off the stage. It wasn't a high platform. I don't think there were any injuries. But it was not what you would expect at a everyone wearing a suit and tie, you know, under like boring chicken dinner on the plate banquet to honor a United States senator. The funny thing is that I would far call myself a huge admirer or supporter of Senator Murkowski. She is on oil and gas issues. She has been very, very good. So it's not surprising she supports the oil and gas industry, but on other issues, she's an absolute disaster. I think she would much rather see a Biden presidency than a Trump presidency because she has true disdain for President Trump. So to see her get attacked like this is bizarre, right? If you think, and they were calling her a murderer, they put out a press release and said, you know, we stopped Lisa Murkowski because she's a murderer. She supports murdering our people. Of course, that's all the hyperbolic language of the environmental yes. left. I want to say, if you think Lisa Murkowski is a threat, you haven't met Beth Ann or Daniel Turner, right? You don't know what. It's insane to think someone as moderate and milquetoast and, quite frankly, a Democrat like Lisa Murkowski. And that just goes to show you there's no common ground with these folks. And
no,
when people like
not.
Senator Murkowski or Senator Tillis or others say, let's, you know, reach across the aisle to. Those days, I'm sorry, are gone. Those bipartisan days, these
yes,
folks are
sure.
absolutely insane, and there is no reaching across the ground or finding common, reaching across the aisle or finding common ground. There's defeating. You're either going to defeat me or I am going to defeat you, but that's all that's left. And I have no problem with that because I want to defeat these people.
You know, but on the other hand, being the mom and looking at that, they really didn't do themselves any good. They didn't look like winners.
No.
They looked like losers. So I wanted to bring something else up to you. And that is, they say Biden might have another trick up his sleeve. And by that, they're talking about him possibly calling out for a climate emergency in the next couple of months before election,
yeah.
of course. Have you heard anything about that?
We have, and we actually have some information we're ready to release when it becomes time about what
okay.
a climate emergency looks like. And what's
okay.
important to remember is that a climate emergency will look very similar to a COVID emergency. And mm-hmm. and that was not long ago. We remember it. And we all know that the Constitution says when you declare something emergency, all of your amendment rights and freedoms go out the window, right? That's in the Constitution somewhere. I can't
yeah.
find it. I don't think you can, but what we learned from COVID was when you declare emergency, suddenly you get to decide who can go to church, who can go to the grocery, what stores stay open, what stores stay closed, what you can say on social media, right? Emergency powers are insane. Well, we saw that, and obviously I'm being facetious. We saw that during COVID, and it was devastating, but not devastating if you're a statist. If you're, to be blunt, if you're a little commie, you loved that. You loved silencing people that you don't like. You loved closing down churches. So they want to do it again, and climate is exactly the excuse they will use.
I don't see the American people falling for it again. Now, perhaps those
no.
protesters up there in Alaska will, that wanted to, you know, kick people off a stage. But I don't think the average American's going to fall for this again. And I hear the music. I hate this. Real quickly. Harlem, you're from New York. Harlem out there chanting for Trump. What did you think about that?
I loved it. I thought it was wonderful. And it's great to see.
It's awesome, isn't it? And I think that is evidence that not only are people not as divided as the Biden administration would like to tell us, the Democrats, I think they're drawing us closer together by their hate. And I think it's a good thing. I don't know what's going to happen. I know they got all kinds of tricks up their sleeves. But we need to be good patriots and be aware and stir up the people. That's what we need to do. You have a great weekend. Thank you so much, Daniel, for all that you do.
Thank
Appreciate you.
Dan.
God bless you. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Are you satisfied with the benefit you get from expensive nutritional supplements that contain less than 12 minerals? You can't get much help from 8 or 10 minerals if your body needs 60 minerals every day. The nutritional product Immuno 150 is an incredible supplement that contains 70 plant-derived colloidal minerals plus 80 additional nutrients. This whole month's supply of 150 incredible ingredients is available for $59.95. Immuno 150's base of 70 minerals is what accounts for its unbelievable 95% reorder rate. The average person notices a tremendous difference within 4 or 5 weeks. Now check it out by visiting the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com or call toll free 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets, but up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Just a few snippets on this thing with the climate emergency. This will bog things down, and we're going to be watching for Power of the Future to come out with their report when it is timely. But I put down, they have to do this because unleashing another killer virus might be a little too obvious. Don't you think? It might be a little too obvious. So we'll have a hot day come up, or some storm will come up, and they'll declaim this this emergency. But to all of you, and these young people that stormed Murkowski off the stage, it's not really funny, but it was kind of comical to see the chaos. But it's sad. People like Greta Thunberg and children even in our own families, they're being taught that this is a real thing, and it is not. Climate change is not a real thing. But it is making a lot of people real rich. And that is the truth. And those people who want to throw this climate change at you, these people who want to storm protest Murkowski and claim that she's killing the earth, these people and all these that are protesting against Israel and singing praises for Palestine, they're not patriots. They're disruptors. They have no vision of goodness, of independence, a freedom of liberty. Because when they say free Palestine, they don't want Israel freed. I mean, it's just one side or the other. You know, Trump said something the other day when they were pressing him in an interview. I think it was an old interview. How would you do this? He goes, I don't want people to die anywhere. He said, I want the killing to stop. Shouldn't that be the heart of us? But at the same time, the brother Marine that was in here the other day, sometimes death comes to save other people. So that is something to consider. And it's something that's sad, although it might be true. Well, the senators are pushing back on this FISA thing, but they're not pushing back hard enough as far as I'm concerned. They're not being true patriots as far as I'm concerned. We saw this attack last night. If you stayed up long enough or late enough. Some people go to bed early. I never have been a person that goes to bed too early. But they say it was a limited attack, just kind of like, we know where you are. We have your address and we can make it happen. We can make it happen. And so I don't know. Days will tell. They didn't expect anything to happen until after the Passover. Passover, I was kind of confused about that, and my husband said he was too. But Passover, and I had it written here somewhere. I had it right in front of me. Where did I put that? Passover is coming up. I always thought Passover was the Easter week. But I guess, you know, Easter week changes from the calendar. But the Passover this year was to be the April 22nd, and is to be April 22nd through the 30th. And of course, this commemorates, which people forget, the Jewish people, Israel, was under, they were under slavery to Egypt for 400 years. That's several generations. 400 years. And when the Lord freed them, that was when they, you know, Moses took them out and they crossed the river and they parted the river, the Red Sea. I walked across it, and then the Red Sea succumbed. The Egyptians succumbed to the Red Sea when it went back. So Christopher Wray is the head of the FBI, and he's telling everybody that we need to be on alert for threats against Jews ahead of Passover. So I guess for the next few weeks, we need to be very prayerful for peace. For peace in America. May those who want to cause pain and hurt, may they have peace. May they find peace in their hearts. And may those who are practicing, who are celebrating, who are remembering the Passover, the Jewish friends that we have, may they have peace. I told Rudy yesterday afternoon, can't we all just get along? Who was it who said that? It was some comedian. Can't we all just get along? Everybody just calm down. Well, the world is in turmoil, and that is obvious. Now, I saw something, I read something this morning that I thought kind of reminded me. You know, the left have been going after Justice Clarence Thomas because his wife had supported Donald J. Trump. So they think he can't be a Supreme Court justice. Well, if they vote, are they no longer allowed to be a Supreme Court justice? Are their parent, their wives, their spouses not allowed to be on any committees for anybody? I mean, but this judge ruling over Trump, it's a totally different thing, but yet it's the same that they are saying. Does that make change? Does that make sense? Rudy's looking at me funny. They don't believe this judge needs to recuse himself, even though he has verbally made it known, and his daughter has verbally and made profit on supporting the opposition and putting Trump down. So they think he should recuse himself from Trump's trial. Now, in this, the differences he's actually trying a man who he hates, and he has made it known that he hates him. Clarence Thomas and his wife, that's totally different. They're not standing in judgment of Trump or of someone else. They're just, this, by the time the Supreme Court gets these trials and hear these things from the people, it's already been decided, and they're making a final decision on it according, not to their opinions, but according to how it parallels with the Constitution. That's how it is supposed to be done. But if you had the left in charge, they would all be of Marxism preference. They would be against free speech, just like Tanya Jackson Brown or whatever her name is, that can't define a woman. And they would all be like that. They'd all be woke. They'd all be communists. And they would stand for the communist legislature to eliminate the Constitution and all your rights. But this is coming from a Mark Pelletto. He said, Justice Thomas has no reason to recuse from upcoming presidential immunity case because of his wife's political activism, consistent with practice of liberal judges and their spouses' activism. The left invents new recusal standards over Thomas for political ends. But there is a difference there. There is a difference. And it's because this judge is standing over Trump to not defend him. But he's already made his decisions. And he's kind of made that known. Oh, my. I hear the music. We're going into a break. Rand Paul goes after Speak Mike Johnson for pushing the foreign aid package. He says, what do Americans get? You know, what do we get? I've been saying that most of the week. I'm sick and tired of these politicians asking us for money, and then they go back into the legislature, and they lose, lose, lose. We lose. Liberty. But they don't want to lose their positions. Maybe it's time some patriots stirred up the people. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Friends, I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead. Right now, you can save $100 off a 4-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now.
That's preparewithbethann.com.
Are you satisfied with the benefit you get from expensive nutritional supplements that contain less than 12 minerals? You can't get much help from 8 or 10 minerals if your body needs 60 minerals every day. The nutritional product Immuno 150 is an incredible supplement that contains 70 plant-derived colloidal minerals plus 80 additional nutrients. This whole month's supply of 150 incredible ingredients is available for $59.95. Immuno 150's base of 70 minerals is what accounts for its unbelievable 95% reorder rate. The average person notices a tremendous difference within 4 or 5 weeks. Now check it out by visiting the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com or call toll-free 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224.
At CSC Talk Radio, there's always more to say than can fit into the show's 4 segments. But did you know there's a 5th segment? Several times a week, Beth Ann publishes Beyond the Microphone, the 5th segment. And you can get each publication delivered directly to your email for free. Just go to BethAnnCSCTalkRadio.substack.com and enter your email address to subscribe. Additionally, when you subscribe, you'll be given the opportunity to support the show with a monthly or yearly contribution. You choose. New supporters are always welcome, but you can always subscribe for free. In addition to getting the newest issue delivered to your inbox, you can browse through 100-plus articles on a variety of topics. Just go to BethAnnCSCTalkRadio.substack.com to subscribe today and dive deeper into the important topics that bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. So there's so much that's been going on. It seems like this week just went really, really fast. In America, I'm speaking to you and I'm speaking to me. We're in trouble. The American crisis continues. Yes, that's the title of my book. I had a cousin call me yesterday and she told me she was in the chapter about the Declaration of Independence. And she really liked the way I rewrote it. And she said, I just really am enjoying that. Now, she and I were close when we were kids, and then when we grew up teenagers, I say we were close. We only saw each other once or twice a year because Daddy and Mama didn't go to Grandma's house that often. But she and I are close to the same age, and her birthday is a few months before mine. So we were fairly close whenever we were cousins, whenever we did get together for family things. But we kind of drifted apart. And if you recall, if you listen very often, I had her on a few years ago because she'd written a devotional book. She is an extremely talented person. She's has a trained vocal talent. She's accomplished on the piano and she's just very, very talented. College degree in music, and she's done so many things, and she's really a good person. But in America, right now, we're in trouble. I did a show a few weeks back about the sons and daughters of America. Can we be patriots today? This is something from John Quincy Adams as well. Men must be ready. They must pride themselves and be happy to sacrifice their private pleasures, passions, and interests, nay, their private friendships and dearest connections. And I thought of Alan Dershowitz when I read that, because he said when he stood up for Trump, for the Constitution, they lost their circle of friends. That's tough. Now, I don't always agree with Alan. But that's tough. He did what he thought was right. And this is coming from Jean-Jacques Rousseau, Where is the man who owes nothing to the land in which he lives? Whatever that land may be, he owes it to the most precious things possessed by man, the morality of his actions and the love of virtue. Are Americans, are we, you and I, ready to be true patriots, fathers of a nation for the future generations? So it was in 1775 that Paul Revere took that ride. It was on the evening, a midnight ride of Paul Revere by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, trying to say his word name backwards. Listen, my children, and you shall hear of the midnight ride of Paul Revere. On the 18th of April in 75, hardly a man is now alive who remembers that famous day and year. I will not read the entire thing to you because it is very lengthy, but I will encourage you to look it up and read it. Here's another verse from it. It was 12 by the village clock when he crossed the bridge into Minford town. He heard the crowing of the cock and the barking of the farmer's dog and felt the damp of the river fog that rises when the sun goes down. And one more. This is the very final of it. So through the night rode Paul Revere, and so through the night went his cry of alarm to every Middlesex village and farm. A cry of defiance and not of fear. I love that. A cry of defiance and not of fear. A voice in the darkness. A knock at the door. A word that shall echo forevermore. For born on the night wind of the past, through all our history to the last, in the hour of darkness and peril and need, the people will waken and listen to hear the hurrying hoofbeats of that steed and the midnight message of Paul Revere. Do we have any Paul Reveres? You know he was captured. Do we have any Paul Reveres today? The midnight call of Paul Revere. I wrote a little, It's Midnight America. I wrote this back in 2021. It's Midnight America, the clarion call. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. That's out of Galatians 5:13. It's midnight, America, and time for us to ride. Hear ye all this clarion call. We must keep freedom alive. Paul Revere rode on his trusty steed. It's time now for all of us to follow his lead. Whether by land or whether by sea, arise, patriots, and ride for liberty. Marxism is here, so now you must ride. Restore the Republic and our American pride. Warn your neighbors, your families. Inform them, one and all. If we don't act now, America will fall. It's midnight, America. For actions she demands, for truth and for justice, all patriots must stand to proclaim liberty again throughout this great land. It's midnight, America, and time to ride. Hear ye all this clarion call. Keep freedom alive. It's midnight, America. Liberty is under attack. We must all rise. We must all ride and take our country back. Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. Leviticus 25:10. And that is inscribed on our Liberty Bell. There are those today, like Katie Couric, that claim that all patriots, the MAGA people, are jealous of the intellectuals. But it is the intellectuals who are jealous of that enthusiasm that we have within our hearts. Liberty. There's a certain enthusiasm in liberty causing mankind to rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism. such as Paul Revere's ride, such as the 56 men that signed that independence, that Declaration of Independence. Paul was not the only one riding that evening. There were others. And when Henry Wadsworth wrote that, he wrote that to encourage Americans because they were starting to get discouraged. But it's time, America. It's midnight in America again. And it's time that we all stood up and take that ride to bring America home.
Looking for someone to educate and encourage your group? Invite Beth Ann and her Bring America Home message to your community or event. Call 573-796-2166 or email rudys@csctalkradio.com to invite Beth Ann to speak at your next event. Beth Ann has been behind the microphone for almost 30 years fighting to bring America home. She brings her unique perspective, drawing from her many life experiences and her love for God and country. As a young girl, her family moved from the big city to a small rural community where she would grow up, marry her husband, and together raise five sons. Along the way, she worked in factories, retail, sales, and medical clinic, and now lights up the airwaves on CSE Talk Radio. As the D.C. occupiers continue to drive our society into socialism and anarchy, the message to bring America home grows more crucial by the day. Beth Ann brings that message with contagious passion wherever she speaks. Schedule Beth Ann to speak to your group today by calling 573-796-2166.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BETHANN. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BETHANN.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.